This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. Culture Days is a week-long celebration of art and culture, culminating in a massive event that lights up Winnipeg with Nuit Blanche. Thousands walk the streets of Winnipeg, taking in the rare, mild September weather and enjoying contemporary art and performances. Claire Johnston, a two-spirit Red River Métis and settler visual artist, says Nuit Blanche is the perfect place for people to learn about history and storytelling.
I feel really proud as a Métis person for our traditions, our material culture made by our Métis grandmothers, put in such a large public display like this to show the importance that Métis women and Two-Spirit people have had here on these lands in Treaty 1 territory. So this is a bold, I love you and honoring to those Métis ancestors that came before me who gifted us this beautiful practice of beadwork.
Hundreds gathered around how do you use your medicine? A glowing neon medicine bag, one large enough to help heal the world, Johnston says. Those gathered had the opportunity to contribute to the work by helping to add beads. Johnston says this deliberate act was necessary and intentional.
The element that's interactive with this artwork, it is actually slow. People come with me, they hold the needle, they put the bead on, and we have, like, it's a shorter moment, but it's slow, it takes focus. That's what I think that I love about that with beadwork, that it's slow and contemplative and makes you think about the moment, and that's how I wanted that space to feel here.
Some installations engaged audiences in slow, thoughtful moments, while others celebrated energy and community. Heading down into the Exchange District or along the reimagined Graham Avenue, music blared, lights flashed, and amid energetic performances and group dancing, vendors flourished. The partnership between art and local business is a key component of Nuit Blanche, explains Ash Alberg, the creator of Plant Party.
I literally wouldn't have been able to do this without North Lore, because they provided all of the black lights for it and helped me get everything set up. And, you know, we've got the shop open so that people can come during these extended hours and shop their favorite North Lore products while they're coming through the space. And it's just this really lovely symbiotic relationship that hopefully is happening in other locations as well during Nuit Blanche. You know, I think the pop-up grassroots aspect of it is, for me, the really exciting piece of Nuit Blanche.
All of these aspects are both engaging and an important financial boost for businesses downtown. Nuit Blanche sparks dialogue about the potential art has for the health and growth of the community. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.